6. Balaam's Donkey. There was a prophet named Balaam. People came from far away to hire him because they believed his words had real power. Whoever Balaam blessed was blessed, and whoever he cursed was cursed, or so people said. Kings paid him gold to speak on their behalf. He was famous for it. A king named Balak was afraid of the people of Israel. They were camped near his land, and there were a lot of them. So Balak sent messengers to Balaam, offering him money to come and curse Israel, to speak words of doom against them. God told Balaam not to go, but Balak sent more messengers with more money and bigger promises. Eventually, God said Balaam could go, but warned him, "Only say what I tell you to say." So Balaam saddled his donkey and rode out with the messengers of Balak. But God was angry with him, because Balaam's heart was leaning toward the money, not toward obedience. God sent an angel to stand in the road with a drawn sword. Balaam couldn't see the angel, but the donkey could. The donkey saw the angel blocking the path and turned off the road into a field. Balaam hit the donkey to get her back on the road. The angel moved ahead and stood in a narrow place between two vineyard walls. The donkey saw the angel and pressed against the wall, crushing Balaam's foot. Balaam hit her again. The angel moved ahead a third time and stood where there was no room to turn, not left, not right. The donkey saw the angel and simply lay down under Balaam. Balaam was furious and beat the donkey with his stick. Then God did something extraordinary. He opened the donkey's mouth, and she spoke. "What have I done to you that you've hit me 3 times? Balaam, so angry he didn't even stop to wonder why his donkey was talking, said, "You've made a fool of me. If I had a sword, I'd kill you." The donkey said, "Am I not your donkey that you've ridden your whole life? Have I ever done this to you before?" "No," Balaam admitted. Then God opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw what the donkey had seen all along: the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword. Balaam fell face down. The angel said, "Why did you beat your donkey? She saw me and turned away 3 times. If she hadn't, I would have killed you and let her live." Here was the most famous prophet in the region, the man kings paid gold to hear speak, and he couldn't see what was right in front of him. The donkey, the creature everyone thought was just a stubborn animal, saw clearly the whole time. God can use anything, even a donkey, to get your attention. The question isn't whether God is speaking. The question is whether you've made yourself too important to hear it. Numbers 22.